I hope you won't mind if I talk today about politics. Many Westerners tend to think that religion and politics are two different things which should be kept separate. We think this is quite normal, but in terms of world history and even perhaps how the world is today, it is quite unusual. Politics and religion to most people at most times are not two different things. And they certainly were not two different things at the time of Jesus, when the coins stated that the emperor was son of God. Jesus was executed on a political charge. He claimed to be a king. The Roman Empire could not tolerate anyone who threatened their rule. Now, we might want to say that Jesus is different to other kings, and that will certainly be true. But the charge against him was a political one. As was Jesus' warning to Jerusalem, he wanted the Jews to treat their oppressors differently. And he warned them that if they failed to do so, then the temple and the city would be destroyed, not directly by God, but by the Roman army. So let's jump to Peter's speech on the day of Pentecost, where he pleads with his Jewish audience to save themselves from their corrupt generation. This is a generation that is going to fall, but there is still time. Jerusalem, despite everything, does not need to be destroyed. There is a chance if the city repents of what it did to Jesus and starts listening to him. In Acts chapter 22, verse 34, Peter is in full flow in his speech and he quotes Psalm 110, as Jesus did, about the Lord who will subdue all of his enemies because God puts them under his feet. This is a warning about practical political consequences to a specific generation. Jesus, Peter says, is Lord and Messiah, or perhaps better in present day English, Lord and King. Peter is announcing that it is not too late to switch sides. That's what it means to repent. But that if you don't switch sides, then you must face the consequences. Now, Peter, as we saw yesterday, explains the strange things going on by quoting the prophet Joel. Joel prophesied that God would show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood, fire, billows of smoke. Now, there isn't time to go into this in detail here, but this is regular prophetic language used to describe the overflow of the Babylonian Empire hundreds of years before Jesus. It's also the language that Jesus used to describe the downfall of Jerusalem. As we might say it, he prophesied earth-shattering events. Just as Babylon would be destroyed, so Jerusalem will be too. But on the day of Pentecost, a whole new option emerged. It was the way of the Spirit. We'll think more about this tomorrow. Please do join me.